The Snow Spider, Magician Trilogy, Book 1, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Jane Asher.
Chapter 1, The Five Gifts. Gwyn's grandmother gave him five gifts for his birthday, his ninth birthday. They were very unusual gifts, and if Gwyn had not been the sort of boy he was, he might have been disappointed.
"Happy birthday," said his grandmother, turning her basket upside down.
Gwyn stared at the objects on the kitchen floor, none of them wrapped in bright birthday paper. A piece of seaweed, a yellow scarf, a tin whistle, a twisted metal brooch, and a small broken horse.
"Thank you, Nain," said Gwyn, calling his grandmother the name she liked best. "Time to find out if you are a magician, Gwydion Gwyn," said Nain.
"A magician?" Gwyn inquired.
"Time to remember your ancestors. Math, Lord of Gwyneth, Gwydion, and Gilvaithwy."
"Who?"
"The magician's boy. They lived here in these mountains maybe 1,000 years ago, and they could do anything they wanted, turn men into eagles and soldiers into dust. They could make dreams come true, and so perhaps could you."
On special occasions, Nain often said peculiar things. Gwyn could not think of a reply.
"There has been an ache in this house since your sister went," said Nain. "The ache of emptiness. You need help. If you have inherited the power of Gwydion, you can use it to get your heart's desire."
She turned on her heel.
"I won't stay for tea."
"We've only just had breakfast, Nain."
"Nevertheless,"
she swept away, down the passage and through the open front door, her black hair sparkling in the golden mist that hung over the garden, her dress as gaudy as the autumn flowers crowding by the gate. Then she looked back and sang out,
"Give them to the wind, Gwydion Gwyn, one by one, and you'll see."
Gwyn took the gifts up to his bedroom and laid them out on the windowsill. They looked the most improbable effects for a magician.
"What's she on about now?"
He scratched at his uncombed hair. From his tiny attic window, he could see Nain's dark head bobbing down the mountain track.
"She travels too fast for a grandmother," Gwyn muttered. "If my ancestors were magicians, does that make her a witch?"
His father's voice roared up the stairs.
"Have you done the chickens then, Gwyn? It's Saturday. What about the gate? The sheep'll be in the garden again. Was that your grandmother? Why didn't she stay?"
Gwyn answered none of these questions. He gathered Nain's gifts together, put them in a drawer, and went downstairs. His father was outside, shouting at the cows now as he drove them down the track to pasture. Gwyn sighed and pulled on his boots. His grandmother had delayed him, but she had remembered his birthday. His father didn't wish to remember. There was no rest on Saturday for Gwyn. No time for football matches, no bicycle to ride down to the town. He was the only help his father had on the farm, and weekends were days for catching up with all the work he had missed during the week. He tried not to think of Bethan, his sister, as he scattered corn to the hens and searched for eggs in the barn. But when he went to examine the gate, he could not forget. Beyond the vivid autumn daisies, there was a cluster of white flowers nestling beneath the stone wall. Bethan had brought them up from the wood and planted them there, safe against the winds that tore across the mountain. Perhaps, even then, she had known that one day she would be gone, and wanted to leave something for them to remember her by.
"Gwyn, I've something for you."
His mother was leaning out of the kitchen window.
"I've got to do the gate, Dad says."
"Do it later. It's your birthday, Gwyn. Come and see what I've got for you."